another live podcast from Otto 2009. I have two guests this time. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Stan Wozniak. I work for Expedia, and I've built Sponti framework on top of Water.
Hi, I'm Bernie Miles. I'm European Test Manager for Expedia based in London.
The two of you yesterday gave a presentation here, and we'd like to say a few words about it.
Sure. So we're going through an evaluation exercise right now to try and define a requirements for generalized automation framework for UI testing. And what we presented were the requirements we have for Expedia. And we believe that there are enough companies out there with similar requirements that there's a demand for a generalized framework for automation execution based on water.
Yeah, and I presented a Sponti framework that we've built in London, which has a water as a core engine for the driving the browser. I was hoping to get some feedback from the water community and maybe extend water.
And the feedback I heard was after you gave your presentation, everybody else was talking. Oh no, I can't go after these guys. They're just blow our minds, and now my crappy framework. I just can't do it. And so it took us some time to get over your really nice framework. You even have a Rails-based web application then that you can use to write tests, right?
Sorry. Sorry, look at that.
I put it down, but
you can edit it afterwards. Then,
no editing. This is just how it goes. I can edit later, but
can you repeat the question, please?
No problem. You even showed us that you have a Rails-based yes. web application you can use to write test data and tests.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little?
Yeah.
Bit
so about this is basically so that we can extract the data from the scripts. So we have a database backend, and we use Rails application that talks to the database to create data sets, to get the results, see the status of the runs, and etc.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know. I probably wouldn't use it in my company, but I'm sure there are companies that could use something like that. Do you have plans for something else to present these days?
So I think what we'd like to do is to talk about some of the common components that make up an automation framework, and whether that includes things like an execution engine, scenario editor, and some of the major components that make up a framework, and just try and think about how we might extend that to other companies as well.
But in terms of presenting, we'd rather like to share some thoughts and see what people are doing, because it seems like people are having very similar infrastructures for the automation. It would be nice to have a common approach as a water community.
Yeah, what we presented was our approach to a set of common problems. Everyone has those common problems, and they just have different solutions for those problems. So it's interesting to understand how other people have solved the same kinds of challenges with test case management, management of data, parallel execution, distributed running of the automation, and things like that.
Would like to point out a presentation somebody else gave that you liked?
It was very interesting to see some of the new features coming out of Taser, which is the automation engine that Brett Petticord and Pete Dignan are working on. That offers a lot of potential for the open source community.
I think Taser is a framework that Charlie is leading, and Brett is just reusing it for.
You're right.
You're new.
Yeah.
News then?
I find it quite amusing that we have exactly the same kind of installation of those kind of page structures at Expedia, using template-based XML files, which I kind of presented in a lightning talk. It was exactly the same idea, just different name, right?
Yeah, just Brett's framework has it in Ruby code.
I thought it was much better solution to have it in Ruby code. It's much more readable. You can extend the class, add whatever you want to it. I thought it was a really, really good code.
Yeah, XML is not so
messy,
cool.
Messy.
Thank you a lot. I hope we'll have time for a longer podcast this day, but we have to go now.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Oh, not to forget, thanks to the Water Podcast team. You can see them at waterpodcast.com/team. And thanks to Watercraft for paying for the bandwidth. So visit them at watercraft.com.